In episode 160, I talked about how to create an endless stream of content for your startup. And on today's episode, we are going to talk about how to keep your messaging all consistent while you're creating this content. So this was actually a question from one of my students in my VLO Accelerator program, where we help you skip investor funding for your startup. Well, one of my students asked me is, you know, how do I keep all my messaging consistent? And it's actually easier than it seems. So it seems like people are having an issue on trying to figure out what they should talk about, et cetera, while they're creating content, and how do they know that are creating this consistency that will lead them to the outcome that they want, right? So this consistency, this actually comes from knowing your core values. And when you know your core values, all of your content will be based around these core values. So when we're talking about creating an endless stream of content, to create that consistency is when you are creating your content, you just think about what your values are. So for me, my values are brutal honesty. My team is my family. We build things in play. We are all about freedom. We're very freedom-oriented. Yo hago lo que me da la gana, right? And one shot, one kill, which means when we do something the first time, we do it right. We do it with 100% full intention. And even if we fail, that's okay. But we know that we did it with complete intention. So these are our values, right? So whenever I'm creating content, I create content around these values. So if you've ever heard any of my stories, it probably relates to something with these values on how I've, you know, maybe had to deal with liars and politicians. So that goes along with brutal honesty. Or maybe I've talked about an interview scenario where I'm interviewing new staff and people are unwilling to be completely honest with me and how this has made me feel and why I didn't hire them. And the list can go on in terms of just speaking about that core value, right? So the same thing about team is family. I have lots of content on how we as a team support each other and, you know, my vision for how HR should work, how your team should operate together is just based off of this core value. And I can come up with an unlimited amount of content just based off of this value alone. And then the next value, build things and play. You know, this is where all the experimentation comes into play. I can talk about all the things that we've tried in our business, what has worked, what hasn't worked, what we've learned, how we're experimenting, how we're creating. And just these stories alone is based around this core value that we have. And we can also come up with an endless stream of content here. So you kind of get the point. The point is when we are thinking about our values, then all of our messaging becomes consistent because it always goes back to these core values. So if you go listen to each one of my episodes and you think about what value I'm displaying, there's some kind of value in there, even if the value is hidden. And as I'm saying this, I'm actually trying to think about what the core value is for this message. And I guess it could be several, right? One, this content is based off of questions that are from my community. So my community is like my family. So team is family, right? And then even the way that I'm answering this and I'm telling you like what my thought process is, this is part of me being brutally honest and sharing my brutal honesty with you. And then let's see, build things and play. I'm not really sure if it fits into that bucket. Freedom. Yes, it definitely fits into the freedom bucket because I am showing you how to shortcut systems so you're not paralyzed by inaction, by thinking of how to create this consistent message. I'm giving you the formula. You use your core values to guide you, and this will shortcut your time, which means you will get more freedom out of it, and I'm all about that, and I'm pretty sure you're all about that too. And the final one is one shot, one kill. Which, yeah, I just gave you a really solid methodology on how you can maintain this content consistency. You do it by letting your values guide what kind of content you will create, and not only for your content, but also for your decision making, right? As humans, sometimes we are prone to lapses in judgment, but as long as we stick true to our values, we will always make the right decisions for us. It might not be the right decision for other people, but at least in terms of our values, it's the right decisions for us. This is Robin Copernicus. Boom, bam, I'm out. Hey, so if you're a 6%er entrepreneur, here are four ways that I can help you right now. One, hit that subscribe button and the bell so you can always stay up to date on the latest marketing strategies and tactics from this podcast. Two, find out how much of a natural born entrepreneur you are by taking the visionary quiz at robin.ws/quiz. Three, join the Visionaries Facebook group at robin.ws/group. And finally, four, if you want to join the first startup accelerator that helps you skip investor funding, then go ahead and book a call with me at robin.ws/call.